Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Leaving a legacy that will not be forgotten. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers, Galatians 6:10. Charity was never an extracurricular activity with Jesus. It was a spirit-empowered way of life. As Jesus went about doing good, that goodness marked the lives of those he touched. According to Thomas Chalmers, there's no better way to leave a lasting legacy. Walk with Thomas Chalmers, a Scottish preacher and churchman. Thousands of Christians breathe, move, and live, pass off the stage of life, and are heard no more. Why? They did not partake of good, and none in the world were blessed by them. None could point to them as the guide to their redemption. They wrote nothing, and nothing they said could be recalled, and so they passed on, remembered no more than insects of yesterday. Will you live and die this way, O man immortal? Live for something. Do good and leave behind a monument of virtue. Write your name in kindness, love, and mercy on the hearts of all you come in contact with. You will never be forgotten. Know your name, your deeds will be as legible on the hearts you leave behind as the stars on the brow of evening. Good deeds will shine as the stars of heaven. Today's New Testament reading is Galatians chapter 6.
Galatians 6. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the Word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. See what large letters I use as I write to you with my own hand? Those who want to impress people by means of the flesh are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised keep the law, yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your circumcision in the flesh. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is the new creation. Peace and mercy to all who follow this rule, to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen.
The good life. For some, it's defined as getting all you can out of life. For the Christian, it's giving all you can to life. Jesus put it this way: let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. The possibilities are endless. Brightening someone's day with kindness. Returning good for evil in the office, the classroom, or on the highway. Sharing someone's grief. The person you help may never know your name, but God will never forget the good you did in His name.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.